Okay, well, welcome to the KITP. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here, and I want to say a few words about the KITP as well as the conference before we get started. So first, I always like to ask, for how many of you is this your first time at the KITP this morning? Raise your hand. Okay, so it's always more than half. Good to see that, even in fields where we often do programs. So for that reason, I want to talk a little bit about how we decide what to do here at the Institute. So you're here for what we call a conference, which is part of a long program. The programs arise through a development process with the community, working with our advisory board and the permanent members and myself here at the Institute, and we take pre-proposals in the fall. We then work through the fall up to our advisory board meeting, where we then decide what makes sense to do, and that process is a development process. So I'd encourage all of you, if you have ideas, programs different than what's happening right now, since we don't want to do the same thing too frequently, please do speak with those of us who are here who know the process. So Riza is, of course, on the advisory board and will be chair starting in September. So she knows well what's going on. Myself as director, Andrei Kravtsov was a former member of the advisory board. Trying to think who else has been on the advisory board. Simon, were you ever on the board? Nope. Okay, sorry about that. maybe Mark Davis had been on the board a long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
So please feel free to speak with us if you have ideas. As I said, we do it as a development process. It's not something where we require a full, well-developed proposal before we do it. So on to the event now, which is the conference associated with it. So we do record everything, all of you know that, and so all the talks are recorded and will be online pretty rapidly. And for that reason as well, in your packet are instructions as to how to get your talk delivered to Doug Early, so we can also then have the PDF of your talk. However, the most important thing for us is time for discussions, and so Andrew will set a brilliant example of how to run the first session, which is the idea here is that we have half as much time for questions as the talk. So the first two talks are 30 minutes. With 15 minutes for discussion. And I know for many of you it may seem to be an awful lot of time, but it actually gives you a moment to maybe think about a question before you ask it, which sometimes has a different outcome. So I really do, it is something we really relish here, is that time for discussion. And a key part of that as well is that since everything's recorded, that you use the microphone when you ask a question. And so Andrew will have a mic as well as someone else will be running around. And that way, the audience, whoever hears this, doesn't think they're playing Jeopardy where they only hear the answer. Nobody's awake. Okay, good. Please do wear your name tags. There is another program in the building on scattering amplitudes, and the particle physicists will think the lunch and the break is for them. So wearing your name tag helps our staff maintain a little bit of discipline in the building. Of course, our staff are also wearing name tags, so Claudia, of course, is our conference organizer. Let's give her a round right now. And then Craig is also here as our student assistant, so thank you all for that. The conference is part of a program, and the main person who's been doing the heavy lifting on the conference has been Andrew, but it's important to recognize all of the coordinators. Two of them are standing. Maybe they have something to say, I'm not sure. So Riza and Alexi and Andre is in the corner. And so let's thank them for all their work to get here. Just a few other announcements and then we can get launched. So there is wireless in the room. For those of you who haven't found it, there's the name and the password is what it's been for probably 25 years. It's very top secret. The building hours are 8 to 5, and so if you were to go out for a walk and come back, like the evening dinners in particular, and get locked out, the caterers are always coming in the back door by the courtyard. So that door is always open, which is on that side of the building by the courtyard. So just to help you know that. If you're planning on bringing a spouse or a friend or anybody unexpected to the dinner Tuesday or the dinner Thursday, please tell Claudia today, so that she can adjust the headcount and collect the fee. And of course, there's a shuttle which will be leaving promptly today around 5 at the end of the final talk. And of course, there's a shuttle all week, but it does leave on the days where there's no dinner right around 5. I think the final thing I have is there's a sign-up sheet at the registration desk for those of you who will be looking for a ride to the airport or to the Amtrak or to wherever. And please turn off your cell phones. It's like opera. Okay, so I'm going to hand this over as quickly as I can. Looks like
Hi, I'm Risa Wexler, and I am the main organizer for the workshop that we've been having for almost, we've been here for 3 weeks, and we've got another 2 months or so. So I, as Lars said, we've been planning this for quite a while now, I think two plus years or so. But I think it's a really exciting time in this field, and so it's a conference turned out to be very well timed, and I encourage you, as Lars said, that we have a lot of discussion time. So we're going to keep the talks to time. Andrew is going to be a very good chair in keeping the talks to time, but that means that all of you, especially the students and postdocs in the audience, should think of participating in the discussion, and I really want to encourage that ahead of time. So I'm really excited about this week. So let's just dive in.
All right, great. So yeah, definitely I encourage everyone to think of questions for the discussion. We're also going to have discussion panels at the end of 3 of the days. So if you have longer questions, don't save them, but you might consider bringing them up again at the discussion panel. But let's get started. Our first speaker is Andrew Aaron. He will be giving a modeling and theory overview of the Galaxy Halo connection.